This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week's podcast has been brought to you by Defibrillator Performance Art Gallery, hosting the Rapid Pulse International Performance Art Festival from June 1st through June 10th, featuring performances and panel discussions by performance artists from around the world. www.rapidpulsechicago.com. And join HeartLife as we celebrate the launch of Our Fair City Season 3 at Defibrillator on August 18th, with refreshments, music, and a special live episode. $10 suggested donation at the door, August 18th at Defibrillator, 1136 North Milwaukee.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, HeartLife. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, HeartLife, all the life you'll ever need.
Deep within the secure vaults of the HeartLife Science Division, in a dark and secluded office space filled with all manner of exotic experiments that are equal parts advanced and deadly, behind a thick pane of murky glass, two individuals approach each other out of a bluish fog.
Who goes there?
Benedict. So we meet again.
Balthazar, my old nemesis. How long has it been?
3 cycles, methinks. You escaped your death by the sheerest of lucks.
Ah, what arrogance! 'Twas you who were about to die and bid a hasty retreat.
Lies!
But no matter. I have thought long and hard over our last meeting.
As have I, Balthazar.
And to what conclusions have you come?
Primarily, that the world would be so much the better without you in it.
May one assume you have engineered an elaborate plot to achieve this goal?
One could, and one should.
Ah, but such plots are ever so much harder to execute when one is dead.
Are you referring to me?
I'm referring to you.
Your plot is already in motion?
T'was in motion from the moment you appeared in my sight.
Aha! Mine was in motion long before that, since last we parted, methinks.
Ah, but you see, my plot required your plot to be in motion, to be in motion. Now not only are you trapped, but you are trapped in a trap of your own creation.
May one assume that there is no escape from this trap you've trapped me in?
One may.
May one also assume that I will continue to be trapped in this trap, even in the event of your most grisly demise?
One could, and one should.
Well, if the trap you have trapped me in is as lethal and inescapable as you say, then the least I can do is ensure that you die with me.
Haven't you?
No. Not now. Not when my victory is so near.
Your friend, the great wooden stick, will not save you this time, Balthazar.
Ah! We all know the great wooden stick is ever your friend and savior, Benedict. But no matter. You will not escape my trap.
Curses! You are escaping my trap!
Nay, it is you who are escaping my trap.
This is not the end, Benedict.
Curse you, Balthazar. I will track you wherever you go, even unto the ends of the earth. You hear me? The end.
Stop. stick into the fluid and stir for 30 seconds or until separated. Repeat action every 12 hours for maximum stimulation.
Maximum stimulation? They're just brains in a tank.
Well, even brains in a tank need to stay stimulated. If I were a brain in a tank, I wouldn't want to be stuck next to the same old brain day after day. What if you didn't like each other? It would be horrible. This way, they get to move around, bit of exercise, see new parts of the tank, and maybe catch up with some brains they haven't seen in a while.
But Dr. Storm...
Yes, Dr. Wheatley?
What is the point? What purpose does a giant tank of disembodied brains suspended in a nutrient-rich liquid compound actually serve?
Well, it could be some sort of hard drive for the entire city's informational superstructure. Each brain acting as a processor with its thoughts. Its neurons and synapses collecting and storing the data we need and accessible to each other through the conductive liquid substance that surrounds them.
Or it's purely decorative.
Look, I'm just the weather guy. I don't know any more about the tank full of brains than you do. Other than what's in this note Caligari left me about the proper care and feeding of the brains. If you want details, ask her when she gets back.
And when exactly is that going to be?
Well, let's see. On the one hand, she stole her own research and then faked her own death in order to retrieve it.
But on the other, she is Caligari.
Exactly. So let's say a week. Maybe two if she gets hung up.
What the?
Who?
Oh, Mr. Chamberlain.
We didn't see you sitting there. In the dark.
Can I get you another juice box?
So, Caligari is still alive.
Yes, well, we assume she is. That was her plan.
We haven't seen her, though, so we can't be sure.
Or tortured into revealing her location.
That, too. She left a letter for you.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Dear Agent Chamberlain, if you are reading this, then you
have finally discovered through your skills of investigation that I am, in fact, alive. Good for you! Enclosed is a cookie for your reward. Go on. You deserve it. You are one step closer to catching me. All you have to do now is find out what I want, why I'm doing this, and where I am or will be. Good luck to you, and enjoy your cookie. Dr. Emily Caligari.
P.S. Be a dear and tell my associates that their services are no longer required. There's a peach. Huh.
What did she say?
I get a cookie.
What's this? Dr. Caligari is being sought by agents of M-U-R-D-E-R. Dear policies, this is an education in what can happen when one dabbles in science. Two super scientists are loose in our city. To what devious ends are they bound? More importantly, will the innocent people of Heartlife ever find out? Let us find out together as the story of our fair city continues with Mole Fight.
This week's podcast has been brought to you by Defibrillator Performance Art Gallery, hosting the Rapid Pulse International Performance Art Festival from June 1st through June 10th, featuring performances and panel discussions by performance artists from around the world. www.rapidpulsechicago.com. And join Heartlife as we celebrate the launch of Our Fair City Season 3 at Defibrillator on August 18th, with refreshments, music, and a special live episode. $10 suggested donation at the door, August 18th at Defibrillator, 1136 North Milwaukee.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.